Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Good morning, Southern Middle Tennessee. My name is Del Kennedy. I am Dude Number Three. It's a spring-like morning out there, really. We've got that fog and the sun burning through the fog, and spring's in the air. Now it's March the, what, 3rd now? So 4th, all right. It's March 4th, and you know, Mule Day's a month away, and spring and summer are coming. And it feels good. It sort of puts a little pep in your step. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody out there.
Good morning. All right. Regular special guest dude on Monday. Fellow who spent many years with me in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, working for the now infamous Department of Justice. Mike Roden. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. And don't forget, Jack Smith was our boss for about a year, I think, maybe.
I had almost forgotten that.
Yeah. He was acting U.S. Attorney for a while. So, yeah.
He's being a good civil servant there, Mike.
Well, I tried. I tried my best. And the good way to remember today is to let us march 4th. Let us march 4th today.
There we go. March. What's about March 4th?
Today, well, I was just saying, let's march 4th.
Okay. Let's march 4th.
I was making a joke that fell flat. Never mind.
Well, I get it. Okay.
You're dealing with an old man there.
That's true.
I thought it was March 3rd. So anyway.
That's okay. That's all right.
And we have a special guest with us today, Ray Jeter. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me be here.
Glad to have you. Folks, Ray is presently a member of the Murray County Commission, but he has talking about things coming up. He is running in the Republican primary against the incumbent Scott Sapecki. What district is that?
64th.
64th, which consists of eastern Murray County and most of the city of Columbia, if not all the city of Columbia. Scott's, I think, been there three terms. And, Ray, yes, you've chosen to put your hat into the proverbial ring as a Republican opponent in the primary, and that primary will be in August, correct?
August 1st, yes, sir.
There we go.
Yep.
And, folks, it may be confusing this year. We've got three different elections. Tomorrow is the presidential primary, and there are some other races, primary races, on the ballot tomorrow. For instance, school board, Murray County School Board. I don't think anybody's got any opposition.
No.
There are some other races on the ballot and for a Republican or Democratic primary tomorrow. However, other than the big one, of course, is the presidential primary. That's tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
But now on August 1st, 2nd, what'd you say?
August 1st.
August 1st.
Yes, sir.
Which will be traditionally a Tuesday, right?
I believe that's right. It may be a Thursday. But I think it's Tuesday.
Well, it's always either Tuesday or Thursday. It's August 1st.
It's a Thursday this year.
It's a Thursday.
So that'll be your primary for things like State House, State Senate, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate. All of those type things will be on the ballot for primary on August 1st, as well as some general elections, I think, are on August 1st, aren't they, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Local elections typically happen in the August election, and that's their general election, correct?
Like county commission, sheriff, road superintendent, school board member, that's the general election.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to get confusing this year, folks. Stay tuned. We'll try to help you get through it. Now, Ray, tell us about you. Now, you've chosen to run for State House and to oppose Scott Sapecki in the Republican primary. You're presently a Murray County commissioner representing the 8th district.
Yes, sir.
And that's northeast Murray County.
Yes, sir. Used to be Cullioca area, but with the redistricting, we moved. It swung north, so we're Iron Bridge Road pretty much all the way to Spring Hill, northeast corner.
So you take in Pottsville and Spring Hill?
Yes, sir.
All that. Now, is that your first elected office?
It is. Yes, sir.
Were you part of the freshman class last year?
I was.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I got you. And where are you, Ray, where'd you tell us about yourself? Where'd you grow up? How'd you come to be where you are today?
Awesome. So let me throw a plug out first.
Okay.
My website, murrayfirst.com. Go to it. I've got everything I'm going to say today is on that website. You can go check it out. There's a page there called About Ray. Somebody a whole lot smarter than me wrote that.
Okay.
But it is true, and it's about my life. But my family moved here when I was 3 years old, in the concrete business, and left Oklahoma. I was born in Norman, Oklahoma. My family moved here when I was 3 years old, and set up shop, and got to the Spring Hill, Chapel Hill area, and that's kind of where we landed, and been here ever since. Met my wife in Riverside Elementary School.
All right.
In kindergarten, believe it or not. She,
that's awesome.
I don't have a memory of it, but she tells me that I kept trying to crawl under her desk during nap time, and so it left an impression, I guess.
You're a player.
That's right. That's right. Well, I jokingly say all the time I'm still trying to crawl under her desk, but that's a different topic for another day. But
we have a family show here.
That's right. No, she met my wife there at Riverside Elementary School. Actually, family very very humble beginnings. I grew up when I was at Riverside, I was in American Mobile Village. That trailer park there used to be the Coca-Cola plant right there behind there on north of Columbia there on Burt Street. But
yeah,
kind of where I grew up for a little bit until my family moved out to Williamsport, Williamsport Pike, and went to Baker Elementary School, went to Wentthorne. And in high school, I went to a private school, a local church school. And after high school, I graduated and married my wife, of course. And her family, the Blackburns, Barry and is her dad. And
yeah,
I learned the plumbing trade from him.
Yep.
And shortly
that's a good
after
place to learn it.
It is. Shortly after we got married, I started my plumbing business and ran it for 8 years. Was a victim of the recession, and ultimately, quite frankly, lost everything in the recession. Went bankrupt. It was a horrible time for me, but it's my story. It's what happened.
Right.
And left there and or began looking. Evaluating my life, what am I going to do next? And I was reserving at the Murray County Sheriff's Office as
right.
a reserve deputy, and decided to put my name in the hat to join the ranks of law enforcement, and was hired by Enoch George as a sheriff's deputy. Went to the police academy in 2011, and I had to think about that, and graduated the police academy and joined the sheriff's office, and really enjoyed my time there. While I was there in 2014, Sheriff Bucky Rowland was elected, and 7-8 days after the election, he asked me to be his chief deputy, and I was chief deputy there until 2020, January of 2020. Absolutely amazing time of my life there. I miss those guys. Love Sheriff. Love what he's done, what he's doing. In 2019 or so, my best friend reached out to me and offered me, Harness LLC is where I'm currently employed.
Right.
He said, man, this business is growing bigger than I can handle, and I need some help. And so he offered me, made me an offer, and I sat on it for about 3 months. And finally, in January of 2020, I left the sheriff's office and went over to Harness. And boy, has that been a ride. And we've grown 40 to 60% growth year over year since I've got there. And it's not because of me. It's the team around us. But anyhow, I decided to, it's hard to leave the service. It's hard to leave the public service and just I love Murray County, and decided to put my name in the hat for county commission back in 2022. Ran that race and was elected, and the people thought well enough of me to put me in office there. And I've enjoyed my time on the commission, and I've made a lot of really, really good close friends on that commission. There's a lot of good people there, hope to continue those relationships through this new adventure. But but that's the cliff notes. I mean, that's how I got. That's where I'm at. That's who I am.
That's what people want to know.
Yes, sir. But check out my website, murrayfirst.com, and read the About Me page and just my platform, and everything's right there.
Do you have children, right?
I do. And my wife, I've got a son. I've got what I call a son-nephew. My nephew I took in when he was 9 years old, and my daughter.
Okay.
So my son is in his 20s, got a nine-month-old. So I'm a grandfather.
All right.
Tell me I don't look like it, but I
am. No, you don't look like it, right? You don't look like it.
No, I love that little boy. He's precious to me. And, of course, my nephew and my daughter's 18, graduated, and she just moved out a couple weeks ago. And so we're empty nesters. It's a new world at my place.
There you go.
But
all right. Well, now, you put yourself out there as a Republican, how do people say it these days? You identify as a Republican. Yeah.
There you go.
What are your pronouns?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I put myself, I am a Republican. I've been a Republican ever since I could vote. And, win, lose, or draw, I believe that's where I'm at. And it fits my belief system, you know. And so, yes, sir.
Well, sort of let us know. I mean, there are different shades or varieties of Republicans out there. Where do you fit in?
Well, I had a gentleman asked me on the front porch this morning, are you more right or more left than Scott? And I said, yes. I said, there are areas that I could probably be more right than he is, but there are some areas that I'm probably more center than he is. And you know, for me, there are some non-negotiables, right? There are some items or some ideas that are non-negotiables. I won't change my belief system on those items. But then there are some things that are up for negotiation. You know, they're up for conversation, and they're up for sitting at a table and working something out. And that's kind of where I am. I mean, I'm very right wing when it comes to the Constitution. I think it's the supreme law of the land. I feel like that there's a lot of laws, even in on a state level here in Tennessee, that are in place or being considered to be put in place that are a violation of our Constitution, and I think that's a no-no. I think that.
Can you give an example?
You put me on the spot now.
That's okay.
You know, we got to get back to the basics. You know, I'm very, very pro Second Amendment. As it's written in the Constitution, as it's written in the Bill of Rights. And, when it comes to items like the right to life, I'm very, very conservative when it comes to the right for the young of this, the children, the most vulnerable in our society, to have an opportunity to live, and very against abortion. And I think Tennessee has made the right steps in the right direction as far as that's concerned of late. But very right wing in those areas, but very up for can sit at a table and have a conversation on other matters. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolute sense. All right, we're about to take a break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what made you choose to oppose, to enter a Republican Party, and to challenge an incumbent, what you might do differently than the incumbent,
yes,
why you chose to run, what you would hope to accomplish if you did win. Let's talk about that. And then we've got two of my Democratic friends here with me, Mr. Jim York and Mike Roden, and we might let them sort of pick at you from the left a little
Come
bit.
Come on.
All right.
Have a long list of questions. I'm kidding.
All right, let's take a break. Come back.
Thank you.
Parks Motor Sales in Columbia has a large assortment of quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, a trusted sales staff, and financing plans that fit any budget. Visit Parks once and you'll quickly discover why people all over Middle Tennessee have been buying vehicles there for more than 60 years. And factory-certified technicians can service and repair your vehicle as long as you own it. Go to ParksMotorSales.com or stop by the lot at 919 Nashville Highway and take a test drive today.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia, or call us at 931-580-4669.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook, or call today, 388-2090.
Attention, Middle Tennessee. Ready to unlock the secret to faster, easier weight loss? Introducing the revolutionary weight loss injection that's changing lives. Now at the Dr. Gill Center. Shedding those extra pounds has never been simpler. It's quick, it's effective, and it's here to help you. Imagine stepping into a slimmer, healthier you. Our experienced team is here to guide you every step of the way, ensuring you achieve your weight loss goal. The Dr. Gill Center is looking for 10 people who have more than 15 pounds to lose in the next 30 days. Call 615-882-4838 today and start your journey to a new you.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder, and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give y'all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
We are back. Three Dudes with a View. I'm Delk Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Special guest on Monday these days, Mike Roden. Many years my colleague and friend in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, both of us serving as assistant United States attorneys. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
And by the way, he's on Team York, folks. So, well, I brought him some help, as I promised, because most days we have Mr. York surrounded, so I try to find him some help whenever I can.
Sort of. y'all need to help the bear when I'm fighting him, though.
Oh, right. I know. All right. And this morning we have with us Ray Jeter, who is currently on the Maury County Commission, but he's qualified and entered himself on the ballot as a Republican in a primary challenge to Representative Scott Sapecki. Of course, Representative Sapecki is no stranger on these airwaves. He represents the eastern part of Maury County and almost all of the city of Columbia in the Tennessee State House. He's a three-term incumbent Republican, and Ray has chosen to enter the race as a challenging Republican for that seat. Ray, what brought you to that point? What made you decide to get in and challenge the incumbent Republican as a Republican?
Yes, sir. So it comes back to my slogan there, my campaign slogan, Murray First, which is my website, murrayfirst.com. You know, I feel like representatives should be just that. They should represent the people of their district. And I felt like through my time, even prior to and my time on the county commission, I personally didn't feel like that we were being represented. The needs of Maury County wasn't being represented. We weren't being heard, and we weren't being listened to.
Have you got anything specific in mind?
Well, I mean, I don't want to. There's some legislation at the House this year that is very, very vital to Maury County. Very vital.
Are you talking about impact fees?
I'm talking about impact fees. I'm talking about some other legislation. You know, we set up the last year and a half. We've been having this conversation on impact fees in Maury County.
It's been going on longer than that, I think.
Well, my time on the commission.
Right.
It has been going on. This is our Maury County's third attempt to get this done.
Right.
And it is vital to Maury County. It is crucial to the people of Maury County that this is done. And through this process, the Maury County Commission has unanimously passed several resolutions asking for support from our representatives, and those are not being supported. Those are not being carried at the House.
Well, right. All right. I mean, I understand impact fees. The problem is Maury County is experiencing extreme growth, and we have no other source of revenue to fund the schools, the bridges, the fire stations, other than the property tax.
Right.
And so the burden of taking care of that growth, building the schools, the bridges, the fire stations, will fall on the existing property tax payers of Maury County, those who own property in Maury County presently, right, and who've got absolutely nothing to do with the growth that's going on. And,
yes, sir.
And so the concept arises that growth should pay for growth. And that's where impact fees come in. And the idea is to take the burden off of existing property tax holder payers. The concept with which I could not agree more. But I'll tell you, Ray, that I've been up to the legislature And it surprised the heck out of me, because I've been to the legislature frequently since I was a young man, would go up there with my dad. And we stepped into that hall that first year on this impact fee, and what I thought was something that would be, in the old days, not controversial at all. It only applied to one county, and the state senator and the two reps that represented that county were good on it. You know, they wanted it. And it used to be as a matter of courtesy in the legislature. If it only applied to one county, both the reps are good, the senator's good, governor's good. No-brainer, passes on a voice vote.
Right.
And I walked in that door up there, and I have never seen a sea of lobbyists that big in my life, all representing home builders and realtors. And I go, you know, a lot of them are, several of those lobbyists are my friends. I said, what's going on? I said, can't have any impact fee. I said, it only applies to Murray County. What's everybody so agitated about? Oh, they might bring it up in other places. No. You know, so I understand what you're saying, Ray, that it hadn't happened under Representative Sapicki's watch, but what could you do different to overcome that sea of lobbyists? I mean, I'm thinking there were 100 to 150 lobbyists out there.
Yeah. Well, my hope is that something has passed this year.
Yeah.
prior to election.
I'm asking for the
people of Murray County. I hope it's done.
Yeah.
And that's above all. You know, quite frankly, it's, in my opinion, fundamentally, it's immoral for me. We got a $63 million elementary school that's coming before the county commission in this next budget cycle. I'm looking here, and I don't know where we're going to fund that school. And so it's immoral for me to put that on the backs of our elderly, our farmers, our individuals, property owners in our county who have nothing to do with, you said it, who have nothing to do with the growth.
And I could not agree more. Right.
And so it is vitally important that we get something passed. And my hope is that something is passed this year because we need it. We need it now. You know, for me, if I go back to the whole why did I decide to put my name in the hat? It's for me, it's simple. Okay. It's, you know, I think a representative should be that. It should represent the needs. They should represent the needs and the wants of the people in their district. And when you call up that representative and you have a suggestion or you have a need and you have something you need something you need addressed, you want somebody to pick up the phone and to listen, not to listen to respond, not to listen to tell you what he thinks should or shouldn't be the case. No, we need folks that we need representatives in all levels of government who listen to the people and listen to be heard and sit down and try to devise a plan to move forward with it. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, Delk. I don't have all the answers.
Right.
And so I don't pretend to have all the answers. And so, you know, my hope is to bring people to the table on many issues, not just impact fees. You know, quite frankly, this whole third and fourth grade retention law is way bigger issue in Murray County today than impact fees are, if you speak to the people in the county.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, you got a couple hours. No.
I got a few minutes.
You know, getting out and speaking with the public, you know, I can't help but recall a story just 2 weekends ago where a family stopped me and said, you know, they're distressed and they're concerned that their fourth grader, who's a straight A student, is getting ready to get held back. And they don't understand it. This is people in Murray County.
Right.
And quite frankly, when I announced, I had no idea this was as big an issue as it was. And everywhere I go, that's all people are talking about is the third and fourth grade retention law. And, you know, that's a situation where I wished we could have set the folks down who are in the trenches, the teachers and the parents. And we do have a problem. We all agree. The administrators agree. The teachers agree. We got a problem. Our third graders are not reading at the appropriate level they should be. It is a problem. We all agree with that. But bring the people to the table who are the most likely folks who can fix it, and give them an opportunity to help write or pass or write a law that would help them, give them the tools they need to be successful.
Right, Clayton, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. It's a great segue, Ray, into what I was going to ask you. I think the biggest topic statewide right now is the voucher bill.
Yes,
what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm on the fence, and I think that's a fair. You know, there's nothing wrong with being on the fence on an issue. I'm on the fence because I am pro school choice. I think parents should have the choice to choose what form of education is better fits their family. And I believe that to my very core. That goes back to liberty, right? You should have the liberty. Parents should be more involved in their education of their kids, and so they should have the choice. Now, where I have a problem with it is, you know, taking public funds and moving it over into a private education. I don't necessarily have a huge problem with that. What I have a problem with is what comes with that. You know, the government, what did Ronald Reagan say? The scariest nine words in history.
I'm the government, I'm here to help.
Yeah, I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
You said you graduated from a private high school here in Murray County.
I did.
Which one was that?
It doesn't exist anymore, Lighthouse Baptist Academy. It was a church school.
Yeah,
so
yeah, okay.
It doesn't exist anymore, but yeah, I went to public school all the way through to the ninth grade and then the last 4 years there in private school.
I think one of the biggest criticisms this bill has that I hear from people in the community is, you mentioned the third grade retention bill. You know that they put a lot of focus into trying to fix public school, and now I think some of the general public's perception of this new bill is they're just giving up on trying to fix public schools. Why not try to take that money and fix the public schools that we have now instead of creating this choice?
Well, I wish we could get away from putting a dollar figure on a child's head. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what the answer is, but it's not just the public school system. It's also DCS. You know, they get a certain dollar amount for how many kids they have in a foster system. Well, that's why it takes 1,300 days for a kid to come out of the foster system when it should only take like 300 days at the most. The same thing with public school. I wish we could get away from this kid is worth $7,000. So now we're bartering over a child and $7,000. Like, I wish we could get away from it. It feels dirty to me. Does that make sense?
No,
it makes sense. Although, I mean, it's, and you're, I think it's been one of, I know it's been the governor's top priority. And I think one of the priorities of Representative Spicky to have the money follow the child, which has been is at this point, I think, a hardcore Republican position in Tennessee. So I would, if you're not on board with that, you're, I think, probably have a little different view than most Republicans in Tennessee at this point.
If you could guarantee,
tell me I'm wrong.
No, if you could guarantee me that with that money doesn't come regulation, or doesn't come the government's involvement in private education or homeschools education, then I could probably get on board. The problem is they're already talking about it, Delk. They're already talking about if this happens, then we're going to test. If this happens, then we're going to get involved.
And I share your concerns completely, right?
And I think the government needs to be less involved in the peoples of Murray County's lives than more involved.
But shouldn't there be accountability? I mean, you know, as to what they're teaching. Are they learning anything?
Now, well, Mike, are you talking about
private schools?
Private schools, yes.
Well, I mean, if they receive voucher money, yes, or even if they don't, which one are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that, and correct me if I was wrong, you're saying that you didn't want the government, you don't want any kind of regulation on the private schools once they take the voucher money. But my question is, well, what about accountability? I mean, how do we know that, you know, this private school that got the public money is teaching to at least some standard?
You're making my argument.
Yeah, I think Ray's saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do we know that?
I think what Ray is saying is, you know, that's why he's skeptical about the vouchers, because he doesn't want to open that can of worms.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I want less involvement, less government involvement.
Okay. All right. We're playing the music. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to let the Democrats have at you a little more.
Come on with it.
Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Are you looking to turn your car into cold hard cash today? Don't look any further than Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. You probably know us for selling cars, but did you know we're in the business of buying cars? That's right. We buy all makes and models at top dollar every day. Show up with your car and leave with cash. It's that easy. Stop by today to get a written offer on your vehicle. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia is family owned and proud to serve our community.
You can count on us.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Hey, this is Jonathan Castile, a.k.a. John Boy, with John Boy's Handyman Service. One call and we'll handle it all. Truly means we'll handle it all. From pressure washing your house to doing remodeling, we're licensed, insured, and bonded. So rest assured, John Boy will handle it all. You can contact me at 931-242-7620 or my email, CastileJonathan10@gmail.com.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you may be able to get more help to cover your care and costs. A United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan can help you get more benefits than original Medicare. Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, United Healthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. See if you qualify for a United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan. Call 855-UHC-MORE. That's 855-UHC-MORE. 855-UHC-MORE.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Delk Kennedy.
owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now 103.7 FM, and WKOM, 101.7 FM. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this southern Middle Tennessee community one listener, one relationship at a time. And let me elaborate on what that means. In this community, we will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, and all the great people of southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us. Front Porch Radio, Delk Kennedy, thank you for listening.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
We're back, Three Dudes with a View, Monday edition. Spring's in the air out there, folks. My name is Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. What's going on?
Good morning, Delk. It is already 61 degrees and partly sunny here on downtown West 7th Street.
Yahoo. All right.
March 4th.
There we go. Dude number one, Mr. Jimmy R. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody. Still cloudy over here, Clayton. No sun over my way.
Huh.
You haven't been out this morning, have you, Mr. York?
Yeah, I've been out.
That's dude but number one, Mr. Jim York.
It's not. It's still cloudy over here.
The fog hadn't burned off yet, I guess. I think that's what's going on when I was driving. When some places the sun had burned through and some places it had not. Clayton, I'm still hearing an echo in here.
Yeah, I think it's a device.
Okay, we got it. We just got sometime you can't get the gremlins out. Mike Roden's with us. He spent 25 years or more alongside me as an assistant United States attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office for Nashville. We were the DOJ, as they say these days. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Got great patience, Mike.
Well, it was a little bit of both. I had patience with Delk. He had patience with me. He thinks I'm crazy. I think he's a little crazy. So, you know, it works out.
No, but mostly.
Crazy plus crazy equals super crazy, huh?
Still crazy after all these years.
Yeah, we had fun talking next door to each other and also helped each other out
absolutely.
On cases all the time.
You made a good team.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Ray Jeter is with us. We are happy to have Ray Jeter with us. Good morning, Ray Jeter.
Good morning.
He is challenging Representative Scott Sapecki in the Republican primary in August for Tennessee House seat District 64, which consists of Eastern Murray County, Calioka up to Spring Hill, and all of the city of Columbia. So he's challenging three-term incumbent Scott Sapecki. We were asking him in the last hour, you know, what motivated him, what occurred to him to say, okay, I need to do this, I need to mount this challenge to the incumbent. And I think, Clayton, you were talking a little bit about what's the big topic, or seems to be the big topic right now, which is the education scholarship bill that has been introduced in the House. We've talked about it at length on this show. Commonly known as vouchers. So, Clayton, carry on a little bit, and then let's let the Democrats poke it right.
No, I mean, I think I'll hand it off to Mr. York. I think to me that was the big question I had was, you know, your position on vouchers. But and, I'm sure Mr. York.
And I understand that you said you're on the fence.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
One of my concerns, and I don't know if it's a concern of yours, is that the state of Tennessee has a supermajority of your party. And we know they have a Speaker of the House, just like you have a chairman of the commission. And we have, in those supermajorities, deferred power to the Speaker of the House or either the chairman of the commission. And I think that provides bad leadership because we make them almost a guard. Up there at the legislature, Sexton controls everything where he doesn't tell his members very much. And you are a proponent of representing the people, and you know when you go up there, if you don't agree with them because they have a supermajority, they're going to cut your legs out, and you're not going to get anything done. So how do you deal with that issue?
Well, I guess my question for you, Mr. York, would be if the roles were reversed and the Democrats were in charge, would you have the same sentiment? Would you feel the same way towards
sure.
that you
sure.
would? That's a fair question.
Sure.
And I don't know. I'm speaking from somebody that's never been a state legislator, so I don't know what that looks like. If I'm just being honest with you, I don't know.
You've observed that in Scott because Scott tends to lean with what Sexton wants to do, and that's why he's supporting that bill that the commission says he shouldn't support.
Right.
Of capping budgetary are able to raise taxes.
Right. So
you're talking about a different bill before the legislature right now, which would limit the commission to raising all commissions across the state from raising property taxes by more than 2% in a given year. Yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, Mr. York, I don't know how to answer your question, and I guess that's okay. I think that I have a unique ability that I feel like I do. I've been told I have a unique ability to be able to sit down at a table and have a conversation and in essence negotiate, on these issues. And I feel like that if I was brought to a table and I was told that I had to support something that would, negatively affect the people in my district, I would spend a lot of time with those individuals, those politicians, and having conversations about why this particular bill or that particular bill is not good for the people of Maury County. I do believe in representative government. I do believe my number one priority has to be representing the people in my district and not an agenda. However, I will say that, I said earlier that there are some things that I believe that are non-negotiable. That are, there's an old saying that sometimes it's better to be right than it is to be together. But sometimes it's better to be together than it is to be right. And the wisdom is knowing what issues apply where and when. And, if I'll toe the party line if it benefits and it's what is good for Maury County and what is good for the people in my district. It may not be popular, but I won't toe a party line that negatively impacts the people of Maury County.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, that's prevalent in the legislature today. If you don't go along with them, they cut your legs out and you don't get anything.
Yeah.
And then you're ostracized. They do it to themselves and they got a supermajority.
Well, I hope I can go up there and build some relationships and have an opportunity to sit down with those men and women and have these conversations.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
I think all you can expect is that you will listen to the minority and take into account their views. They may have a point or two on some things something you hadn't considered. But I think what Mr. York is saying, and I agree with him, is that I think many observers have said that the Tennessee legislature under Speaker Sexton is kind of a fiefdom, and he's kind of running with an iron fist. Now, you can say, well, he has the right to do that because he has a supermajority. But again, and if the roles were reversed, we'd be having a different conversation. I hope I would have the same feeling that, no, we need to listen to our Republican friends in that scenario and say, we need to hear what they have to say. But to dovetail on what he said, recently there was I believe it passed. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but they passed a statute that said that city councils cannot reappoint state legislators who have been kicked out. And that, of course, that was obviously seen as a punishment to Memphis and Nashville for reappointing the two Justins.
Did that pass?
Who were kicked out.
And I don't think that's passed. It's been introduced.
I thought it had passed the House, and is that the Senate now?
I hadn't heard that. I'm not saying it's not true, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that I'm citing that as an example of a kind of a punitive, you know, in your face kind of attitude that this Tennessee legislature under Sexton has imposed. And I would like to know if you could. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think you could maybe cool the temperature down a little bit?
It's a good question. Cool the temperature down. That's a good way to put it. You know, again, it goes back to my whole conversation about what is non-negotiables, and you know, those I will fight tooth and nail. You know, everything else that are not on that list is items that, again, you and I, even Republican and Democrat, can sit down and have a conversation.
Sure, of course.
And I may disagree. But I will say this, I think elections matter, right?
Sure.
I think if the people have elected a supermajority of Republicans in the House, there's a reason for that. And I think
gerrymandering. That's the reason.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons.
You could gerrymander.
It creates tyranny, Dory.
Say that again, Mr. York.
It creates tyranny.
Well, Mr. York, I'm older and a rage eater, and I vividly recall when Democrats had a supermajority and a governor in Tennessee, and actually that went on up into the 90s and aughts.
Well,
and the Democrats were far uglier than and more oppressive than the Republicans are today. I mean, you go back to the days of Jimmy Nafee. He was a tyrant, and that's just a whole other deal. So,
well, as a listener just texted in and said, as the 44th president of the United States once said, elections have consequences.
Yep. They do. I agree with that.
Jimmy Nafee, you go back and read about old.
We're not saying that the minority
Speaker
should
Nafee
rule.
Speaker Nafee and the junk he did. He was a tyrant. But let's go back to Ray Jeter, though, because this is a point where we're doing what we try to do here, which is to let all candidates make their case and let people decide, be informed as they decide how to vote. So I guess the things that are of big interest right now, or at least what we hear people say they're interested in, you know, the school voucher thing, and so you're on the fence about that. What would you want to hear before you made up your mind? Right?
I would. It's like I said earlier. I would like there to be something in place that guarantees the government's not going to get involved in private or homeschool education. You know, if I could get some guarantee with that, I could probably get on board with it. Because I am for school choice and parents' rights to choose how their kids are to be educated. I'm 100% for that. I just don't want government involvement. We need less government involvement, less federal government involvement, and less state federal or state government involvement in our lives. And that's in my non-negotiable. I've been talking about
Ray, you can't just expect, and I hope the state of Tennessee doesn't expect to provide funds and it goes down a rat hole. I mean, like Mike says, there's got to be some kind of accountability. If you're going to take public funds, there's got to be some kind of accountability.
And hence, Mr. York, that's why Ray and I both have concerns about this, because we don't want private schools to be accountable to the state of Tennessee. And so maybe it's just better not to give them the money. All right, we're out of here.
Have a great day. See you, Ray.
Good luck. Thank you, Mr. York.
Good luck fighting the bear.
Thank you.